The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Real Racing USA, we're coming back, and it's time to go fast in one direction, otherwise known as drag racing. Stevie LaTemps,
live from South Carolina.
Are you ready to go faster than you ever imagined a four-cylinder could ever go?
Yes.
Oh, I got the man on the line right now, Jerry Lewis. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Glad to be here.
And, you know, I know if the guys read the notes that I was sending them and stuff, that we talk about four-cylinders, you know, and we talk about the old days, and we talk about the new modern cars, but you got a 1968 VW Beetle.
And yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's a little bit different, huh?
Farfugnugan.
Especially, you know, all the guys with the big V8s, and you know how fast they are and the power they produce, but here's a little Volkswagen. This little Volkswagen is a 10-second street machine. It is a legal street machine. And he was up at Roxborough this last weekend and ran some numbers in the heat of the day. And if you would, Jerry, tell us just a little bit about your little Beetle and the kind of numbers you were cranking out up there at the track.
Not a problem. I'm always glad to talk about my car, of course, any chance I can. It's, like you said, 68 Beetle, still based off of an air-cooled premise. We've actually stroked the engine out to a 2275cc.
About how many cubic inches is that?
You know, I've never really done the math, but it's going to be somewhere in the ballpark of about 145 to 148 cubic inches.
All right, that gives the guys a pretty good idea.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a little cubic inch motor. We dynoed it running on just turbo boost. At 26 pounds of turbo boost, we had 300 horsepower to the wheel.
Good Lord.
I'll tell you what, it's a handful to take down the track. We went, there's a venue out called Unlimited Street. A guy by the name of Dominic Lupino, who heavy into Volkswagen drag racing, started this on the West Coast. And he kind of took some of the ideas from the NHRA guys who do that, I don't know what it's called, please forgive me for my ignorance, but it's a street challenge that they do, and I'm sure you guys are probably aware of it, where they have to do a cruise, you come back, you have to race, you cannot tow your car, you have to drive it in. If you break down for any reason, if you run out of gas, you're done. So we did this thing with Unlimited Street this year in Radford, and we actually planted down the fastest number, and this is an invite for any air-cooled street-legal Volkswagen to come down to see who has the fastest street-legal car on the East Coast. We went down there, and on turbo only, we ran a 660 at 106 miles an hour. Now, I don't want to take away from anything because there's other guys that are clicking on my heels. So with that in mind, I decided that, you know what, it's time to try and throw a little bit of nitrous into the equation. So that brings me to Roxborough when I met you. Went down there, started spraying a 50 shot, felt good in third gear. Of course, I don't even get out of third gear in the eighth-mile track down there. But I thought it would be a great venue to test this car out and see what it's going to do.
Stevie, I got a question here. Did I hear this right that we're talking about a nitrous-powered VW Beetle?
Yes, you did hear that right, but it's actually turbo and nitrous.
It's a turbo nitrous Beetle.
Yeah, we threw nitrous into the equation. Jeez. Because I got turbo on it.
Is that before or after the turbo?
Yeah.
Is it hot pink?
The whole thing about it is the car, I built the car to run on about 35 pounds of turbo boost. I have not run 35 pounds yet. I like to keep it down in the 20 range, or, you know, in the mid to high 20s. In the nitrous, you know, I don't know, I'm sure there's a lot of tech guys out there that know this. The nitrous acts only as an intercooler, really. I mean, it cools that intake charge from that turbo, and it just zooms you right along. But testing it in Roxborough, we increased our speed and time to a 651 at 112, and that was just shooting it in second and third gear.
That's nuts. Jerry, you're from Mechanicsville?
Yeah.
So is Maryland your home track?
MIR is my home track.
Yeah, Royce and the gang up there at Maryland International Raceway.
Yeah, yeah, great guys. I love going down there. Of course, you know, that track's sea level.
Right.
So that's a fun, fun place to lay down some numbers. And right now, we have run the fastest time of any street legal Volkswagen in this unlimited street class. But there's been a few guys that in the past have run. There's one guy in particular who ran a 10.06, and he got a video footage to prove it. But we're actually going to establish the record, because for right now there is no record for a street legal Volkswagen.
So no official record then, as far as everybody's going on. They've made a pass down the track, but nobody's went out and ran it and backed it up on like NHRA or IHRA tracks then.
Exactly. Now, as it stands right now, the unofficial one on video is a 10.06. It was set by a guy named Kurt Metzger. Not to take anything away from that guy, I'll tell you what, he had built himself one heck of a car.
Hey, Stevie.
I
got a question. Now, yeah. You got this 10-second Volkswagen that you drive on the street.
Yeah.
How many guys do you embarrass?
Well, you know, I tell everybody, when I had that aspirated motor, I used to run around looking for Mustangs. Now, with this thing, I look for Corvettes.
That would be a sight right there.
That's the beauty of running the turbo on this car, because the compression ratio on this car is only 8.1:1. So, you know, if I want to run this thing down the street, I just throw some pump gas on it, cruise on down the street. You know, I do run a little bit higher octane fuel in it for making my high, boost passes. But other than that, when I'm going down the street, I can still run up 12, 15 pounds of boost on a pretty high octane fuel.
So what kind of tires do you run on this thing?
I run some Hoosier DOT 9.5-inch slicks, the cheater slicks. So they're good for going a little cruise to an ice cream social, but you definitely don't want to get caught in the rain in them.
Do you have any problems keeping the front wheels on the ground?
Well, all the time. And that's the beauty of that unlimited street. There are no wheelie bars allowed. So you definitely get to see some hairy rides when these things come out of the hole.
I got to ask you. Why a Volkswagen?
Why not?
It's been a passion of mine for years. I remember I grew up with my grandparents. My grandmother had 12 kids. I had 7 uncles who were mechanics. And, man, they would take these Volkswagens. We lived on a farm. And they would run these things through the field and just abuse the living snot out of these cars. And they still would keep running. We flipped one over one time when I was a teenager. Now, I wouldn't recommend this, please. But, you know, we're out goofing around in the field. And we accidentally flipped it over. We got out, flipped it back over, started up, and went home. I mean, you can't do that.
Hey, Stevie. Stevie.
Yeah.
When you're in the stands, when you're in the starting line at MIR, and you look to the stands to the left, I bet there's a lot of green in the air when this guy comes to the line.
All I know is I want to go sit in those stands over on the left. Whenever, I don't care who pulls up against him. And I want to have an unlimited wallet, and you know I could retire from motor.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to be sitting right behind you, too. Right behind you.
I tell you, a lot of fun. We're looking to lay down some nines. Like I said, the 10.06 is the unofficial. I've got SEVWA, Southeast Volkswagen Association, ECPRA, which is the East Coast Pro Racing Association. And these are all VW-affiliated sanctioned bodies, and the Unlimited Street. And they're all going to work with me on establishing an official record. And right now we're just looking to take that 10.06, throw it under our belt. Actually, I put the nitrous on it. I personally feel, with some tuning on this car, spraying this thing, and I'm getting a lot of help.
Up, we lost him.
DB, are you there?
We lost connection.
All right.
We have a horrible storm going.
Bad storm going right now.
Right here.
Can't see outside.
The Snook River
Grill. Surprised we're even still streaming over
and,
there.
Anyway,
they're calling back. But
yeah, we are still streaming. So
10 seconds in a Volkswagen. I would give anything to have that bad boy riding around here back when I was a high school kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, nowadays even.
Yeah,
you know,
this guy's got your Corvette.
Get somebody's attention and play around with it a little bit.
Pull up next to him at the light. Say, beep, beep.
And then just bust the front wheels right off the ground. About 3 feet.
I'm telling you.
That sounds like something out of a silly movie. No.
Okay.
It's going.
He's got him hooked up. Yeah. But, yeah, that's almost comical.
Oh, wild. Yeah. Wild, man.
And this Animal guy, House.
This guy sounds wild, too.
Yeah, right, we got open, Jerry back. Yeah. We got Jerry back.
Jerry Lewis.
Wide open Jerry.
So anyway, Jerry, okay, you had gone over what your passion for Volkswagens was. Where do you see it going from here? I mean, do you see potentially a class for these guys, for you guys?
For what, racing my car?
Yeah.
Well, I'm running it right now in the NHRA Quick 16, the Sony Explode 4 Compact Series. We're second in the points, and we're second only to the GM and Tan and Airfelter sponsored Cobalt. We started running this thing. Actually, my first race was down in Richmond in May, and I actually won the Wally there. them guys, they didn't expect that little bug to come out, and I laid down, I think, a 1048 on that pass. And we both kind of, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that Quick 16 class.
No.
It's a half-second breakout class. And we both actually ran out the back door and broke out, but he broke out by more trying to run me down.
And what were you running against?
I was running, the car is owned by a gentleman by the name of Brian Ballard, but he's sponsored by GM and K&N Air Filter.
I mean, what type of car was it?
That's a Chevy Cobalt, the 2006 Chevy Cobalt.
So you took that little old German car and busted ass on a brand new Chevrolet.
Isn't that beauty?
Yeah, that's great, beautiful, man.
I tell you, man, it's beautiful.
Jerry?
And that's another thing. You ask me why the VWs, they're different. You know, the beauty of it is going to the track, and all these guys just look at it, and, you know, I've got it all enclosed in the back with a deck lid on it. So, you know, they know something's going on back there, but they don't know until you get to the line against them and you're purging that nitrous, and then that turbo kicks on in third gear, and you're just gone like a rocket.
That's so awesome, man.
It's just great.
Well, Jerry, it's been great visiting with you here on Real Racing USA. Definitely something different. That was great, man.
If you don't mind, just wanted to say we've also been advocating with NOPE to allow us to run in some of their heads-up classes. And until now, no air-cooled VW has ever been able to run in any of their classes except for the all-motor class.
They're scared.
And it was by a gentleman by the name of Jack Sacchetti, who kind of worked with NOPE about 5 years ago to allow him to do that. Well, now they're going to allow me to run their heads-up turbo street class, which, to be competitive, I have to be in the ninth, and you have to be a street car. There are guidelines. Okay. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, brother.
All right. Thank you guys for having me on.
Hey, well, thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon, man. You can check us out on realracingusa.com, man.
Yeah, we'll send you an email if we pop down them 970s that we're looking for.
All right, brother.
All right. Take care.
All right. Jerry Lewis. Not the telethon, Jerry.
It's even funnier.
Volkswagen Jerry.
It's Volkswagen Jerry.
Volkswagen Jerry.
Man, too funny.
111 miles an hour, baby.
Commercial time. We'll be Volkswagen. Back. Drag racing stuff.
CarKnight.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarKnight.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarKnight.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarKnight gets it done.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-star race car bodies. 5-star race car bodies designs and manufactures.